ברוכים הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שני, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. אני אריאל, I'm your host for this podcast today. מקווה שהשבוע שלכם היה קצת יותר טוב השבוע. מנסים להתמודד עם המצב, כמובן, הלא פשוט במדינה. היום אנחנו נדבר על נושא מאוד מאוד מעניין, על נושא של פגיעות ואומץ. So today's episode is going to be very, very interesting, and you can also relate to the current situation in the country and also to any new learning, any new skill, especially in learning a new language. So today I'm going to be talking to you about Brené Brown's TED Talk, There's No Courage Without Vulnerability. הנושא של הטד טוק הזה זה בעצם אין אומץ בלי פגיעות. אתם יכולים לראות, לחפש אותו גם ביוטיוב. הוא פשוט מרתק. היום אני אסכם לכם אותו, נדבר על זה קצת באנגלית. And hopefully you guys can take a couple of good life lessons from this. I'll give you a bit of insight as well. זה נותן לכם קצת מבט אחר ואפשרות אחרת להתמודד עם כל מיני קשיים בחיים, גם בדרך שלכם ללמוד מיומנות חדשה כמו שפה. Let's talk a little bit about, firstly, who is Brené Brown and why is her TED Talk one of the most listened and watched TED Talks in the world? זה בעצם אחד מהTED Talks הכי פופולרי בעולם. So Brené Brown is a research professor at the University of Houston Graduate School of Social Work. She's also a licensed social worker and a New York Times best-selling author. Her work focuses on shame, courage, vulnerability, and authenticity. In a TED Talk, Brown argues that vulnerability is essential for courage. She defines vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. She says that courage is not about being fearless, but about being willing to take risks and be vulnerable, even when we are afraid. Brown's TED Talk is one of the most popular TED Talks of all time. זה בעצם אחד מהTED Talks הכי פופולריים בכל הזמנים, ולסיבה, מסיבה טובה מאוד. It's a powerful and moving talk that challenges us to think about what it means to be brave. זה מתגיע אותנו לחשוב מה נדרש כדי להיות אמיץ, and to live authentic lives, ולחיות חיים אמיתיים כמה שיותר. In the first part of today's podcast, I'm going to summarize Brown's main points from her TED Talk. Then I'm going to share some of my own thoughts on vulnerability and courage. And then I'm going to offer some practical tips and how to be more vulnerable in our own lives. So here's a summary of some of Brown's main points. Vulnerability is essential for courage. Vulnerability is not a weakness, it's a strength. בעצם גיוט זה לא חולשה, זה חוזקה. אותי, כמו שאני מאוד רואה, הרבה ממכם לימדו בחיים, שלראות בגיוט זה סוג של חולשה. אנחנו צריכים לראות את עצמנו כל הזמן חזקים, יכולים הכל. אבל פה היא אומרת משהו מאוד מעניין, שבגיוט זה לא חולשה, זה חוזקה. Next point to summarize, vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, creativity, and innovation. Next point, shame is the fear of vulnerability. It's what keeps us from putting ourselves out there and living our lives to the fullest. זה מה שמונע מאיתנו לחיות את החיים עד המקסימום. Brown shares a number of stories in her TED Talk to illustrate her points. For example, she tells a story of a group of soldiers that she asked to define courage. The soldiers all agreed that courage is not about being fearless. It's about being willing to take the risks and be vulnerable, even when we're afraid. Brown also tells a story of a woman who was afraid to speak up in work meetings. על אישה שבעצם פחדה לדבר בישיבות שלה בעבודה, ולכמה מכם אני בטוח, עכשיו אז אין לנו כרגע זה קורה. הפחד הזה, להגיד משהו לא במקום, לא נכון, שהקולגיות שלכם יגידו דברים מכל גב שלכם, תתחילו להרגיש, תרגישו אי נעימות, בושה כלשהי, שם זה יותר סוג של בושה. The woman was worried that she would be judged or ridiculed if she shared her ideas, but she eventually realized, בסוף שמה לב, that she needed to be vulnerable, היה לה עדיף להיות פגיעה, וזה מה שנדרש כדי להצליח בקריירה שלה, והתחילה בעצם לדבר בפגישות. And she was surprised to find out that her colleagues were supportive and appreciative of every single one of her ideas. And that is very, very important. So what are my thoughts on vulnerability and courage? I'm going to share this with you and then we're going to break this down. I agree with Brown that vulnerability is essential for courage. I think that it's impossible to be brave without being willing to take risks and to be vulnerable. When we are vulnerable, we are opening ourselves up to the possibility of getting hurt. but we're also opening ourselves to the possibility of experiencing true love, connection, and joy. Vulnerability is also essential for creativity and innovation. We're willing to put ourselves out there and share ideas. Even when not fully formed, we're more likely to come up with new and innovative solutions to problems. Of course, vulnerability can be scary. We're all afraid of being judged, ridiculed, or rejected. But it's important to remember that vulnerability is not a weakness. It's a strength. It takes courage. But it's worth it. Vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, creativity, and innovation. Here are a few tips to actually feel more vulnerable in your own life. Start small. If you're not used to being vulnerable, start by sharing something small with a trusted friend or family member. Be honest with yourself. The first step to being vulnerable with others is to be honest with yourself about your own thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Be open to feedback. When you're vulnerable with someone, be open to hearing their feedback. Remember that feedback is not criticism. It's an opportunity to learn and grow. And don't be afraid to fail. Everyone fails at some point in their lives. The important thing is to learn from your failures and keep moving forward. Vulnerability is not always easy, but it's worth it. When we're vulnerable, we're opening ourselves up to the most amazing experiences in life, and that is the only real way to do it. So let's break it down. Let's start and talk about what is vulnerability. Let's begin by laying out the landscape of vulnerability. At its core, vulnerability is often seen as a soft underbelly, an Achilles heel, a Kev Achilles, or a chink in our armor. A society which frequently champions strength and stoicism might even lead you to believe that vulnerability is synonymous with weakness. העולם הוא בעצם מחזק כל הזמן, מקדם חוזקה. אבל המשווה, אתם הייתם חושבים, וכמו שאני גם חושב וחשבתי תמיד, שפגיעות זה חולשה. אבל לפי המחקר של פרופסור בראון, זה ממש לא נכון, זה ההפך. כי אם אתה מוכן להרגיש פגיע, אתה מוכן להוציא, להביא את עצמך 100% אתה לעולם. וזה הכי חשוב, זה אחד, צריכים להיות אחד המטרות העיקריות שלכם בחיים. האמת שאני שם את זה גם מאוד מאוד גבוה, להביא את עצמי ב-100% מי שאני לעולם, בכל צורה שאני יכול, גם אם אני עלול להרגיש בושה, או לקבל ביקורת על זה, מנסה להיות אמיתי כמה שיותר לעצמי. And so Professor Brown challenges the notion head on that synonymous, that vulnerability is synonymous with weakness. Drawing from years of research, Professor Brown defines vulnerability as an emotional state where we have the courage to expose authentic selves irrespective of the outcome. It's the raw, genuine feeling you experience just before telling someone you love them for the first time, or the flutter of your stomach before you step onto a stage, or even the hesitation before you share a personal story with a friend. It's the bridge between our inner world and the world outside. It's a much better and you have the concept as a mode. זה בעצם פגיעות, זה הגשר שלנו בין העולם הפנימי שלנו בעולם החיצוני. שזה פשוט מדהים. אז תדעו לחצות את הגשר הזה. But why does vulnerability matter? למה פגיעות זה חשוב? Because it's intrinsically tied to the deepest emotions, הרגשות הכי עמוקות שלנו, and experiences. It presents in moments of profound love, gut-wrenching pain, immense joy, and shattering heartbreak. Vulnerability is not just about the big moments either. It's also in the small, everyday instances where we risk showing our true selves. כל מצב שאתם בסיכון, ולהראות את האני האמיתי שלכם, שם אתם במצב של פגיעות. Furthermore, Professor Brown sheds light on the profound insight. Vulnerability is not a choice. להרגיש פגיעות זה לא בעצם אפשרות. זה לא בחירה, סליחה. It's a reality. זה יותר מציאות. We can't opt out of feeling vulnerable. However, what we can control is how we respond to it. Do we embrace it? אם אנחנו מחבקים את זה? Harnessing its power to foster genuine connections and enrich our lives? Or do we shun it, building walls around ourselves, constantly blocking our potential, joy, love, and growth? As we delve deeper into this exploration, I invite you to reflect on your relationship with vulnerability. Think about the moments when you felt most vulnerable and how they shaped you, because as Professor Brown suggests, understanding and embracing vulnerability is a key step towards living a fuller and more connected life. Now let's talk a little bit about vulnerability and shame, הקשר ביניהם, בין פגיעות ובושה. Venturing further into exploration, we encounter an emotion that acts as a shadow to vulnerability, a tzel shel abiyut, and that is shame, is a busha. When discussing vulnerability, it's impossible not to address its often uncomfortable companion. Why? Because as Professor Brown points out, shame can be the very thing that keeps us from accessing the transformative power of vulnerability. Let's break this down. What exactly is shame? Brown describes it as that voice in our head that whispers, or sometimes screams, you're not good enough, you're an imposter, you're a fake, what will they think? It's an emotion rooted in the belief of our own unworthiness of love, connection, and belonging. And here's the crux. When we feel shame, our instinctual response is often to hide or to armor up, to shield ourselves from potential judgment or ridicule. In doing so, we inadvertently suppress our vulnerability. We mute the very aspects of our humanity that allow for deep connection, for empathy, and for love. But Brown doesn't stop at just identifying the problem. She delves into the intricacies. For instance, how our culture plays a role in magnifying shame. We live in a world that thrives on perfectionism, on highlight reels, and on created versions of reality. This environment can inadvertently fuel our shame, making our vulnerability seem even more daunting. However, it's not all doom and gloom. Brown emphasizes that recognizing and talking about shame is the first step in dispelling it. By shining a light on this emotion, understanding its triggers, and hosting it openly, we can reclaim our power from it. We can pave the way for vulnerability to flourish, allowing ourselves to experience a richer tapestry of emotions and connections. As we move forward, I urge you to reflect on the moments when shame may have held you back. Matay busha mana mechem lasod mashu? How did it feel? Ech ze hergish? And more importantly, how can you confront it in the future? Choosing vulnerability over retreat? Remember, in the dance of emotions, understanding our partner is key to moving in harmony. Next section is the wholehearted approach. Let's talk about this. As we continue on this enlightening journey, one of Brown's groundbreaking discoveries emerges the concept of the wholehearted, imkolalev. This idea encapsulates the essence of living with vulnerability and offers a beacon for those yearning for deeper, authentic connections. But first, what does it mean to be wholehearted? Brown's extensive research led her to a group of individuals who, despite living in the same prone culture as the rest of us, navigated their lives with a profound sense of worthiness. They believed they were deserving of love and connection, kacha miminu. And this wasn't a baseless confidence. It was rooted in their daily practices and beliefs. These wholehearted individuals shared common traits. They embraced their imperfections. Understanding that these very quirks and flaws made them beautifully unique. They didn't see vulnerability as a risk, but rather as an essential part of their humanity. For them, vulnerability wasn't a door to be shut lightly, but a window to be thrown open, inviting in fresh perspectives, new connections, and transformative experiences. Another fascinating aspect was their resilience to shame. While they certainly felt it, like all of us do, they didn't let it dictate their self-worth. They developed a resilience, a kind of emotional fluency with recognized shame, conversed with it, but refused to let it take at the driver's seat. What's truly inspiring about the wholehearted approach is that it's accessible to all of us. It isn't some elusive state reserved for a select few. With intention and practice, we can all cultivate a wholehearted life. It requires courage, yes, but as Brown so eloquently underscores, true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. You merit atem cholim largish atem shechim rak lemashu rak shetem avim et atzmechem et amiti shlechem ani amiti leolam im kol ha-pgamim sheyesh lechem ve'af pam ein davar kaze mushlam b'chaim kol ha-ish lemut shlechem tavi et ze leolam. As you reflect on this, consider where you can be more wholehearted in your own life. How can you embrace your vulnerabilities, dance with your imperfections, and cultivate a genuine belief in your worthiness? Remember, a wholehearted life isn't about perfection. It's about connection, authenticity, and most importantly, the power of embracing vulnerability. Let's talk about the next section, vulnerability and connections. As we continue our voyage to the tapestry of vulnerability, let's touch upon a dimension that's intrinsic to our very existence. This is human connections. At the heart of Professor Brown's discourse lies a poignant truth. Our ability to connect authentically with others is deeply intertwined with a willingness to be and feel vulnerable. Picture this, a world where every interaction is surface level, where conversations lack depth, relationships are mere transactions. Sounds rather bleak, doesn't it? That's a world without vulnerability. Ze olam she'af echad lo margish pagia. Connection is the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued. Is the warmth of understanding and the bond of mutual respect. But to forge such bonds, we must be willing to let our guard down, to expose the true selves, fears, dreams, and everything. Brown dives into the notion that true, authentic connections can only be cultivated when we allow ourselves to be seen, really seen, in our entirety. This means celebrating our triumphs and admitting our faults. It means sharing our aspirations and revealing our insecurities. It's about showing up not as the perfect version the world often demands, but as authentic, vulnerable individuals that we truly are. Another fascinating revelation from Brown's research is how vulnerability acts as a catalyst for empathy. When one person opens up, it paves the way for others to do the same. It's a beautiful, reciprocative dance. Your story gives me courage to share mine. And in that shared space, empathy blooms. We begin to understand each other, not just from the mind, but from the heart. Now, it's crucial to acknowledge that with vulnerability comes the risk of emotional hurt. Not everyone will appreciate or handle our openness with care. However, the potential for deeper, more meaningful connections far outweighs the moments of pain or rejection. It's a brave endeavor, choosing to show up authentically in a world that's constantly shaping perceptions. So as you navigate your relationships, be it familial, romantic, or platonic, consider the role vulnerability plays. Reflect on the depths you're willing to plunge to forge genuine connections. After all, as Brown beautifully encapsulates, we are hardwired for connection. It's in our biology, in our psyche, in the very fabric of a being. And vulnerability, that's the golden thread weaving those connections together. Let's touch on the last section for today, and that is courage and vulnerability. They're basically Giyut ve'omets and Shnei Tzadim lo tomadbea. They are two sides of the same coin. Nearing the heart of Brown's profound message, we're brought to an intersection where two similarly distinct concepts meet, courage and vulnerability, omets ve'giyut. One might initially think of them as opposites. After all, isn't vulnerability about selfness and openness? Well, courage is about bravery and strength. The brilliance of Brené's perspective is that the revelation that these two are not just interconnected, but indeed inseparable. She puts forth a powerful idea. There's no act of courage that doesn't involve some kind of vulnerability. תחשבו על זה לבד, אם יכול להיות מצב של אומץ, אם אין בו איזה סוג של פגיעות או סיכון לפגיעות או בושה כלשהי. Let's ponder this for a moment. Think of the times you admire someone's courage. Maybe a friend who stood up against injustice, a colleague who pitched a radical idea, or even a public figure took a stand on the controversial issue. If you peel back the layers of their brave acts at the core, you'll discover a beating heart of vulnerability. Because courage isn't about being fearless. Rather, it's about acting despite the fear. It's about willingly stepping into uncertainty, risking ridicule, and even failure. It's about saying, I believe in this so deeply, I'm willing to be vulnerable and pursue it. In her talk, Brown accounts the inspiration she took from Theodore Roosevelt's The Man in the Arena quote. עכשיו זה ציטוט מדהים של תיאודור רוזוולט, זה יכול לשנות לכם את החיים, תרשמו גם באינטרנט, The Man in the Arena, האיש בזירה, את הציטוט הזה של תיאודור רוזוולט, הוא פשוט מדהים, יש לו מסאג' כל כך עמוק, מסר כל כך עמוק, זה משנה חיים. The essence of this quote is, it's not the critic that counts, but the individual who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred with sweat, dust and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and falls, but it keeps on going. That person embodies the union of courage and vulnerability. In our daily lives, how often do we hold back from entering our personal arenas because of fear? Fear of judgment, of not being enough, or faltering. But remember this, every step in the arena, every act that requires you to bear your soul is an act of courage. And with each courageous step, we not only redefine our boundaries, but we also inspire others to do the same. In conclusion, as you navigate the myriad challenges and opportunities life presents, remember that courage and vulnerability
are your allies. They are a dynamic duo, powering your journey, pushing you beyond limitations, and leading you into a life of authenticity and purpose. Embrace them, celebrate them, and recognize their measurable worth in sculpting a life of meaning.
אני מקווה מאוד שנהנתם מהפודקאסט שהיום. אנחנו כמובן כולם, אפילו כמדינה, כעם, עוברים תקופה של vulnerability, פגיעות, ורק מפה יצא האומץ האמיתי שנדרש לעבור את המצב הנוכחי. אבל אני מאחל לכולכם שתמצאו את האומץ בתוך החיי יום-יום שלכם להתמודד עם הפגיעות, כי תמיד תזכרו שאין אומץ, אין גיבור שלא פחד, שלא היה פגיע, ולכן courage and vulnerability go hand in hand. Wishing you guys a very, very good week. Stay strong, stay safe. ואנחנו נתראה כאן שוב, שבוע הבא, תמשיכו ללמוד, להשאיר את עצמכם תמיד. And bye-bye.